This is their home on the range. The Dallas Renegades, Raising Hell, February 2020.
That's how league officials announced the name of Dallas's XFL team on Wednesday and the names of all eight teams in the league. Videos were played in each city simultaneously in an effort to keep some things under wraps. But if the name XFL sounds familiar, here's why. The league launched once before back in 2001 and lasted just one season. Vince McMahon of wrestling fame owned the league then and he owns it now. But Dallas's head coach and GM Bob Stoops says he thinks things will be a little bit different this time around.
Our leadership, they're set up for this for the long haul. We've got TV contracts that are really solid and excellent. And they've taken their time putting it together.
Stoops sat down with WFAA right after the announcement of the name, the Dallas Renegades. He says he's decided to come out of retirement for the team for several reasons.
I love the Dallas area. Everybody in this area, all the way up through to Oklahoma in this region, loves their football. And this is a chance to work with some older players, you know, that are good football players. And just the timing of it all fit me just right.
Stoops, as you know, is the former Oklahoma Sooners head coach. Those older players that he mentioned will more than likely be getting a second chance to play professional football.
Primarily, the players we'll be drafting will be players that are just outside the NFL, like the last 20, 30 guys cut from each NFL team.
Stoops and the director of personnel, Daryl Moose Johnson, will start choosing players in mid-October. The XFL kicks off the weekend after the Super Bowl in February of next year. They'll play a 10-game season, with the Renegades making Globe Life Park their first home. Robin Geske, WBAP News.